Will he be able to track you, us again?
I do not know. You must say a place. Now he is coming.
Route 66.
She reaches out both of her hands, one toward Dr. James Fulton, one toward her mother.
Okay, I will take the fucking hand. Okay.
You take her tiny, fragile hand in yours. Doc?
I grab her hand.
And you are small sandy roll. Fuck! You're there. 0/1 if you miss it. It's 1 point for going
with a creepy kid.
Well, like, well, that saves on airfare. Welcome back to Gothic San Angeles. You are at the gate that leads to Route 66 in Gothic.
Excellent.
Yana, did you make your... No, of course you didn't.
No.
You'd have to... Right, 1 point. 1 point toward... Yeah, you put toward space-time distortion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go Yana. Max that shit.
I don't hold her hand anymore.
She doesn't really let go immediately, but eventually you manage to shake her off.
Yeah. Go away.
She pulls out a pair of very dark sunglasses that have like the leather material around and puts them on. You can still see that there's something like bubbling beneath the surface of the super dark glass, but it's kind of contained for a little bit. She goes, take us home.
Where's home?
She gives you the most exasperated look that a 14-year-old can give an adult. I don't know. This is where you took us. I assume you have a home for us to live in.
We travel a lot. We don't have a safe haven. We don't have a place that we could call safe forever.
No place is safe forever. We're as safe here as we are anywhere else. She's still holding your hand and looking at you.
Zod will eventually come for you?
I do not know.
Come with me.
Okay.
We travel down the road.
Which road?
We're on Route 66, right?
Yeah. Well, that's a long-ass way, and we'll grab supplies.
That's fine. We'll grab some supplies, and then we're going to go down the road. I know exactly what I'm going to do now.
He seems to have a plan, Yana, that involves an assload of walking and not much in the way of alcohol.
I ask Yandun, as we're going, I stop at Yandun's. Is he at home?
Give me a luck roll. He might be.
Got it.
He bursts forth. His hair is all fucking wild. Hello! He hugs you. You wish he hadn't done that. He's all smelly and covered with different substances. He goes, I remember you. Hello.
Hi.
He lives with you. He goes, and who are you? Those are lovely glasses.
The stupid.
What?
Nothing.
What's wrong with her glasses? He whispers to you.
She's just weird.
Oh. What's up, says Yandun, the great Yandun to you.
We're going to go on a trip impromptu. Would you like to go down 66 again?
Oh, no, no, no. I barely, with all the horrible stuff that happened last time, no. Plus, don't forget, Lincoln F. Stern is out there.
You were pretty safe with us.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's right, he says. But have you heard about Lincoln F. Stern?
No.
Nope.
Oh my gosh, he's a monster.
So are we.
You don't understand. He's really bad.
That's the bandit, right? He
That's
was
right.
there before too, and nothing happened.
Didn't we just give him money and we walked and he left us alone?
No, we didn't meet him.
Oh.
But I think we fought some of his people or something.
I don't remember fighting a group of 100 or more people.
Some of them.
He looks really dubious, like, I think you're on crack, but he's way too polite and scared of you to say so. Maybe, he says.
I don't know.
We can just get a, can't we just rent a car? They have cars here, right?
Oh, well, yeah, rent? No, because nobody's going to come back with it if they rent
How
it.
much do they cost to buy?
Oh, the car itself is not too expensive. It's the Chris that's the fucking killer. Hold on, I'll get you a pricing here. Money. Car. But yeah, a car, especially a flying car, would make us a piece of piss. Few hours and bada boom. But let's see what we got here. So I think you'd need a holy shit size Chris. Let's see what I can find here. Please hold. Let's see. Well, let's see. A flying car that's super slick looking is 10,000 plus a 5,000 silver battery. Actually, shit, Chris is the only fucking PC I think that has excellent flying car skills. So basically, you're looking at 15K for top of the line. You could probably buy a kind of shitty looking one for about 10K.
Oh, we don't have that kind of money. Not here.
Well, I don't know what you got. I mean, sure, you actually you do have that kind of money, but as you said, not here.
Like I could go convert it and get the gold and then bring it through.
Quickly and easily, you'd guess.
Yeah, you just leave it with me. How
does she look about that?
She looks at her and goes, I love you, mommy. I don't care who you are now. I know who you could become. I have enough love for both of us.
Oh, don't leave her with me. Don't just.
It'll be fast. I believe in
I
you.
can watch the kid. Kids love me, says the great Yondu. She looks at him dubiously. He's like, you ever dissected a frog? She's like, I mean, they go off into
All right, cool. Let's go. Hurry.
this place. Apparently, kids do like Yondu. You gonna take off your glasses, honey? It's probably better if I don't. She says, okay. I'll wear glasses too. That way you won't feel weird. Right, cut two. It shows Joshua McKay's room. The sunlight coming through. Da, 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 da. Shows a couple of hands. Yeah, grab a big gold box. And right, cut back to shows gold box getting handed to some guy who opens it up and goes, and shows you guys in a brand new flying car. Big old Chris in it. Yeah. So, Chris, give me a pilot air car
Got it, by half. Excuse
roll. He's freaking good at this. You had no idea of the breadth of Doc Bolton's skills.
me.
A guy who has the gold box, or wait, did you want to keep the gold box and just give him the gold, or do you want to just give it the thing?
Just give the whole. There you go, take it.
Okay. No problem. Yeah, the guy looks impressed. You'll be back. You'll be back.
Poor Josh, she's gonna be like, what the fuck?
No problem. You guys land at Yon Dunes. People come out and like watch. It's like flying car. By the way, just so you know, flying cars are rare enough. The people who own them have very secure places with mercenaries and shit guard them. Leaving this on the street, probably not go over well.
No, that's why Mildred's going to stay outside.
Don't want to send her in by herself to get the kid.
No.
I know it.
Everyone's more scared of her anyway, so it makes sense.
True. No problem. You go in, get the kid. She was having a grand old time. The great Yondoon, he seemed to like her enough that he gave her a red potion.
Oh, wow. Nice.
We're friends now, she says.
Good. He's a good guy.
Once you're outside and in the car, he's a little strange. But yeah, he's nice.
Yeah, I agree. We hop in the car and off we go.
I had fun, Mom.
I don't care.
She looks out the window. This is a nice car. It is a really nice car on the inside, too. Capable of holding four people. And, Roy, you're definitely leaving like a smoke trail and kind of does maneuver like a bus. This is not a high maneuverable fucking TIE fighter bullshit. No, this is more like flying a bus around.
Okay.
But you can fly, and it can go up to 100 kilometers an hour. Where are you going to?
We're going to the hedge.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me find out. Right. Cut to about 2 hours later. You pretty much fly direct. You don't stop for shit. By the way, just so you know, this battery drains whether you use it or not. And the battery lasts about 2 months. Replacing the batteries, 5,000.
Okay.
Yeah, this is not something that normal people fucking buy. In fact, congratulations on being the first. Take a card for being the first PC to get a fucking car. Right, you're in Needles. Yana, have you been here before?
Yes. Think,
yeah, you have. That's right. So you guys are in Needles, California. Again. You land the car. A whole bunch of people come out to look at your flying car. They keep a respectful distance, but everybody wants to see it. They look at the little girl who has the big, thick, dark glasses. Maybe she's blind, says little girl.
I wish.
What do you guys do?
So we're where the spidery, the fiery spider web is, right?
Well, only you saw that, and it was just the one time, and you could have been drunk.
Uh-huh. That's where we go.
Oh, okay. You don't even need to get close to town then. No problem. You're a couple hours outside of town by foot, so 5 minutes by car. Right. You land near the maze.
Right. I'm going to try to park the car in an out of the way place. I'm sure a lot of people don't come here anyway, but.
Should be okay for an hour.
Okay. Are there a lot of people here at the maze or?
No, not right now. It's like parts of a maze kind of crudely drawn on the ground. Nobody really cares about it that much.
Can you encase this? You only go one at a time on this, correct?
Everybody's an individual on it.
So I so can you feel me wherever I'm at now that I'm white as well?
Yes.
Excellent. Can you travel to me if you walk through this?
I can travel to you, and I can travel with you without walking through this.
Okay. Can you get your mom there?
She raises her eyebrows at her mom.
Yeah, I will hold your hand again.
She takes your hand.
Not now, when it's needed.
We're practicing, she whispers.
No. All right, I'm going to go do this, and then you bring your mother to me, okay?
Where will you go?
The safest place I can think of.
Can I call you uncle now?
Sure. I
Okay.
start walking.
Uncle James, she says, looking up at the woman with no name. All right, give me a dance roll as you attempt. Well, actually, sure, for convenience, it's moonlight out. You're dancing in the moonlight. You actually get some applause from the little girl.
Okay. I continued. I make it through the entire thing, or
Oh, yeah. And Dan?
do I make an essence roll or no?
Yes. Well, are you trying to go somewhere in particular?
The lighthouse in Amber.
And you're really not familiar with Amber. Oh, wait, you are.
Yes, I
Shit.
am.
Yes, you are. Right. Give me an essence crit roll at times three, but make it at a crit.
I make my essence times two.
You're that would put you at the lighthouse near Gothic, which is much like the lighthouse at Amber, but it's a shadow of it.
Right, hold on.
Like I said, you'd need it. Like if you're, I'm guessing your essence is, you're needing like an odd six or less. Your chances are remarkably against this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or you just say, I want to be back here, and then you're still with them, or and you don't have to abandon your flying car.
I'll fuck it. I have a reroll. What kind of cards you got?
I don't think I have anything useful.
If she had the it's a crit card, I'd shit myself
I
and
just
yell.
looked.
I had that earlier today.
Ooh. Rough.
No.
Yeah, because what's your essence at, Chris?
21.
Oh,
That's not
yeah,
that
six or less. Yeah.
bad.
I don't see that happening.
No.
Bash through those hero points and then die from some random fuckhead shooting you.
Well.
So you want to be back here again?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Actually, no, because we would be trapped there forever.
Awkward. We buy a flying car for a phenomenal amount of money. We use it for 2 hours and abandon it. Okay, says GM. I'm good with that.
I wouldn't have, like, I thought this would have worked. I
I
was.
chances are really woefully against it. It's a brilliant idea, but freakishly against it.
And you have no skill plus cards?
I have one skill 15.
I'll spend one pause on this.
Okay, so you're gonna trade her the card, play the card, go for that 21 or less? That's a freaky hard roll to make. Are you sure you want to spend a hero point on that kind of crack? Okay.
So just toss the card out for me and take
Okay.
that one. All right, let's spend my one pause. Hold on, let me erase all my pause that I've been spending today. Ugh.
How many are you down to?
I'm at 10 now.
Wow.
Ooh.
And here we go. I did it.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Right. Everybody refill their hand as he opens the way to a place that Logan was not planning on bringing into his campaign. But Fulton's like, you know, fuck it. Right. You are in. She takes your hand. Again, and steps forward with you. You are at the seacoast. There's a blue sea and white old lighthouse. The gulls wheel above, crying out.
And shit, I have a hindrance.
Got it. At that point, you notice that I know exactly what happens in that case. A band of light appears. It appears to be a circular band of light. "You have come too far," says a voice.
Have I now?
You know you have.
I just seek refuge for the one.
And only the one?
For now. This is the
You.
safest place I can think of before the coming battle.
Very well. She may stay. You two stand together.
Okay.
"Wait," says the little girl holding up her hand. She comes over to the woman with no name and looks up at her. "Just remember that no matter where you go, no matter what
No,
you do,
don't say it.
I will always love you, mother.
Don't.
Always."
She said it.
Yes. She backs away. And the ring says, "You have done a selfless act, and for that I shall not destroy you."
Thank you.
The ring then goes up over you guys and then down over you, like a big, like you're standing there. It goes, and you see your car, and you are back where you were before you came here. Well, you're not in the maze, you're off to one side of it.
Right. All righty
It
then.
shows the little girl. She looks around. The ring appears and she goes, "Am I supposed to stay in the lighthouse?" And the ring's like, "He's an old bastard and he doesn't want children either." She goes, "Well, shit." And that, we where do you want to take your car and such?
Well, we can go back to where we started the whole shebang from, right?
Well, yes, they're not great part. Okay, wait. If you don't mind sacrificing part of the roof and making a drive flying car roll, you can get your car into the building. It won't be pretty, but it will be more secure than leaving it on the street.
And where, at what building? Oh, the. Okay.
The Black Dove, as some call it, the White Dove, as others call it.
Okay.
Give me a drive flying car roll. This is to minimize the damage.
Oh, Jesus.
Mark off a gold piece to have siding temporarily put in. I'm going to make a note so that Joshua can go. Oh man, that is fucking great. Wow. Oh, both of you take a refill in Yana's case for amazing role play, and in Chris' case, pretty much putting the kid where nobody's going to be able to fuck with it for quite some time.
Was this a prestige mod or no? All
Sure.
right.
Yes, actually, if you think about how many mods this plot has cut across. Or how many game sessions? I would definitely classify this as a prestige. Hold on a minute. White Dove. Okay. Make a big note here. Someone crashed a flying car into it and left it there. Any note or anything on the car or?
Yeah, I'll put property of James Fulton.
Building. Right. Is there anything else brief you wanted to tie up real quick, or should we end it here, folks?
I can't think of anything.
Excellent. Then we'll go ahead and oh, last bit of business in this. Titles for this adventure. Short and sweet. What do you got? What you got in your head, Chris?
Well, the first thing that came to my mind, and it's a little bit like on a bit on the money, but it makes sense because they're trying to kidnap the little girl, and I thought Amber Alert, and I just
Oh
giggled.
my God, that's beautiful. Oh wow. That's fucked up. I'm gonna end the recording here. Does anybody have anything to say to the studio audience before we sign off?
Fucking Amber, that's all I gotta say.
Wow. What a great fucking bit of cards and paws and hero points and hindrance at just the right time when Logan was trying to figure out how to fucking launch an Amber goddamn campaign in the middle of this other one. Well, the fact that it could have only worked if Fulton was there. He's the only one who knew how to fly a car. He's the only one who'd been to Amber before. Shit like that. Horrible bastard.